A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Dav Zayin, Moed Katan 7a, pagination is 13. About 12 lines from the top, a quote from the Mishnah in the beginning of the line, Umakrinas Apirtsa B'moed, you're allowed to fix the breaches in a wall during Chol HaMoed. We know that during Chol HaMoed there's certain restrictions on work, and by dissecting the statement of the Mishnah that allows fixing a wall during Chol HaMoed, both by the way you're allowed to fix it and what was the compelling need to fix it, if you could define all that, you have certain guidance as to what the terms need to be in order to allow working on Chol HaMoed. So again, the statement was makrinas apertsa b'moed, which is an unusual word for fixing the fence. Kate said makrin, what does it mean to fix the fence? Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef explained behutza v'dafna, that you're fixing it with branches, palm fronds and laurel branches. You're fixing it with branches rather than the normal stone or strong wood fence that someone might have built. B'masnisa tana, we learned a different statement. Tzor b'tzror ve'ena toch betit. He puts the stones in place, but he does not put the cement in to truly hold them in place. Now, when this is brought in halacha, the explanation that's given is because that's maisa hedyot. That's still an amateur type work. If you don't do the cement and don't smooth it out and make it into the presentable wall, so then just putting the stones in place, that's amateur work, that's average work. And that's why it's permitted during Chol HaMoed for a Yom Tov related need. He's got to put the fence back up for at least for tznius, for privacy. And therefore, as long as he doesn't do anything that's maisa uman, expert craftsman type work, you're allowed to do it. Amar Rav Chista said, Lo shanu, this restriction only exists bekosel hagina, by your garden wall. Aval chotzer hachotzer, but if it's the wall of the courtyard, bona kedarko, you could just build normally. And the question, of course, is, what's the distinction that is being made? And when would each apply? So, in halacha, the understanding of kosel hagina is that it's simply a privacy-type fence. In the words of the Mishnah Berurah, leka lemechash leganvi, the fear here is not that thieves will come, but other people are going to wander in if you don't have your fence in place. And that's why it's a Yom Tov need. You want your privacy. You're allowed to put up the wall, but you're not allowed to do it in an expert type way in accordance with the laws of Chol HaMoed regarding Yom Tov needs. You're allowed to do Maisa Hedyot, but not Maisa Uman. The exception, of course, to that is only by food preparation. But here he wants a wall. So you do a wall, maisa hedyot. But the case of kosel hachotzer, which is open to the public area, that is considered a dover ha'avud, a significant potential loss, because it's open to an area that has anoshim shechashudim al hageneva. It's open to an area that has people that are suspect as potential thieves. And therefore, we need to get that wall up. And therefore, putting the wall up would be permitted even maisa uman, even with an expert, because that's the rule by davar ha'avud, that you're allowed to take action, even though it's Chol HaMoed. Now, the point of knowing the reason for the distinction between kosel gino or kosel chotzer is because by us, the typical case is not that the wall of the garden fell down or the wall of the courtyard fell down, By us, the typical question is going to be, my front door or back door has a problem. Can I fix it? There's something wrong with the lock. Door is not closing properly. Am I allowed to bring in an expert in order to fix it? And what the Gemara is telling us essentially is that if there is either a sakana, certainly, a danger, or a davar ha'avud, a fear of significant loss, then you'd be allowed to fix it, even ma'ase uman, even by calling in a craftsman. Excuse me. If, however, it's merely a privacy issue, then you'd be allowed to do some makeshift solution, but you wouldn't be allowed to bring in a craftsman or yourself do it in craftsman style work. The Gemara introduces one further case. Lema misayeya lei. Let's bring a proof. Kosel hagochal rishus harabim. If a wall is leaning into rishus harabim, it's decrepit, it's in the process of falling, and it would cause a danger. So, sir, you're allowed to take down the wall during Chol HaMoed, uvona kedarko, and build it up. Mishneh Berurah observes, uvavad shelo yiskaven lemoed, as long as you're not supposed to be planning that Chol HaMoed is freebie time to do this. But if that's when it was noticed, or that's when it developed, you're allowed to take it down and build a new wall in its place, properly, mepnei hasakana, because of the danger, and the understanding is that if you don't let him rebuild it, then he might delay in taking it down in the first place. So we allow him to take it down and put up a new one in its place. And the Gemara says it's not a proof to anything that we've been discussing until now, because hasam kediktani taima mipnei hasakana. There was a danger over there that the wall was going to fall, and therefore you're allowed to even take it down and then replace it. But in the cases we were dealing with, the wall was already with its breach, and the question merely was, with what level of talent and expertise were you going to go ahead and fix it? So we have over here, regarding Chol HaMoed, there's a restriction of fixing fences or buildings, and we're only going to allow it if it's a tzorech yomtif maisa hedyot, or if there's a davar ha'avud involved, a loss involved, then even maisa uman. The focus over here is the melacha, the work that's being done. There is a similar but slightly different halacha regarding the month of Av, what we call the 9 days. And over there, the halacha focuses on binyan shel simcha, a building, a construction endeavor, which is joyous. And therefore, if there's a nail that has to be put in or something like that, that's not what the 9 days restriction was talking about. Whereas Chol HaMoed, you very well might have to think before you pick up a hammer and knock in a nail. Is this really necessary? But by the 9 days, it has to do with simcha. It has to do with whether there's joy involved in this thing that you're building. Over there, by the laws of the 9 days as well, the consideration was that building a new wall would be an act of simcha, an act of joy, which is restricted during the 9 days. But, just as we discuss here, the halacha there recognizes that if a wall has a breach in it and it needs to be fixed, there will be cases, either the wall which is falling or the wall that has a hole in it, there will be cases where you're going to be allowed to fix it, and fix it even if it ends up being shel simcha, you're allowed to fix it because of the mitigating circumstances that are involved. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.